Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. It is me, Moke Angel, and we are going to do a pod trail today that will make us feel like we want to exercise or eat our favorite go-to crave at the moment. Not sure which one it's going to do, but either way, we're going to head up this pod trail that is called Should Weight Be an Issue? Well, should it? Should our weight be an issue in our life? Now, I have to say that I am one of those women that feel like I am actually jealous of some of those women who can hold their weight and, you know, they're like a size 10, 12, 14, right? And they look like they're a size 6, like to me, and when I see them, you know, on television or whatever, and because they have a flat belly, they're just, you know, they're just curvy, buxom women, but everything's where it should be as far as I'm concerned, and they look fantastic. Now, those same women, right, they can be like a size 14 or what have you. I could be a size 6, and I would weigh more than they do. And that is just because I have more muscle on me. And I have always had that problem when I've gone into the doctor and they weigh me and they look, you know, the doctor walks in because a nurse will weigh me. Of course, you know how it is. The nurse weighs you. They put it on the board. The doctor walks in, looks at you and just tells you, well, you need to lose weight. And you're like, really? But you're like, you're not like any lighter than I am when I'm looking at you. So anyhow. All I'm saying is that I've just had problems with people telling other people that they need to lose their weight without actually looking at them or without actually being able to assess the fact that maybe they're way heavier naturally just because they have more muscle on their body or their bone is denser. Who freaking knows? Because they don't look like they're that heavy. They just, their scale is saying something different. And so that's why I decided to have this pod trail discussion with you today, because a lot of people nowadays have been making this issue about, you know, this celebrity or that celebrity not being, either being too fat, they're too skinny, blah, 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 whatsoever. And then that translates to everybody else like ourselves, myself included, where we're, you know, going, you think that person's fat? Then shoot, what do you think about me? Because you know what? I mean, I am not what I used to be weight-wise as far as back in the day. I would, you know, I used to have like a 25, 26 waist and I thought I was fat. I will never say that again if I ever achieve that measurement again. But that was just, you know, young and silly and not knowing any better and still having a lot of the outside pressures at the time. During that era, you know, you had to be like a stick figure to look supposedly be really super skinny and fit and fantastic. And I didn't think about the fact that because I actually was embarrassed because I had muscle on me and how people had perceived me back then and the conclusions that they would jump to because of the fact that I had more muscle on me. And it was really hard to deal with. And so I know I'm not the only person out there that has those sort of body image issues and weight being a major issue because of the fact that, you know, now they're making a big deal about people who weigh a certain amount are not healthy people. Is that true? Is that true? Just because you weigh heavier does not necessarily mean you're not a healthy person. Doesn't mean that you have any heart issues. You don't have, you know, all of your organs are functioning just right. And all of that stuff. It's just that as far as their archaic scales are concerned of what they consider to be healthy as a person, they put you in a general box that everybody's like that. And not everybody is made up exactly the same. There are a lot of women who are out there who can be a size 2 and weigh 150 pounds and because they're all muscle. You know, that's just how it is. And a lot of people give them pressure about having to, you know, get down to this particular body weight because of the fact that, well, you're expected to be that way because that's what the chart here says. Well, you know, I feel like it really is up to you and how you personally feel yourself. And you know your body better than anybody else. You know when you're feeling good and you know when you're not feeling so good. And you should be able to be comfortable with the size or the weight that you feel if you're healthy. Now, I have to say that if you're at a particular weight and it's unhealthy, like for me myself at the moment, I am going to totally put myself on that boat where I'm at an unhealthy weight for myself. And that is because I'm carrying a lot of extra baggage on me besides, you know, my personal mental issues, like anxiety and stuff like that. But, you know, those extra physical baggage that I know is not healthy for me. And I have to be careful because of my family history. And there's other people out there that are like that. But you have that choice to change that and make that decision. And sometimes that change is hard. It's hard because it is hard work. It is also difficult because of the fact that it depends on where you're at in life, what stage of life you're at. And the older you get, it is true, it is much harder for you just to drop that weight. And it's difficult, especially when you were small at one point and you see yourself still there with that image in your head. You know what your body's capable of doing, but it doesn't matter what you do or how hard you try. It just seems like nothing is working for you to be able to attain that. And so you kind of start going through this self-defeating battle with yourself where you just kind of go, well, you give up. Then you go, okay, I'll try it again. And then you fail, then you give up, and then you give up harder because of the fact you're like, well, why bother? I'll just succumb to the fact, you know, this is how I'm going to always be. And then you tell yourself, no, I mean, the whole mental battle that you have to go through. And then when you get bombarded by what you're seeing with whatever the trend is, as far as, you know, what a woman's body is supposed to be or what a man's body is supposed to look like when it's in the most pristine, healthy state, it doesn't necessarily mean that that pristine, healthy state has to be for you. And some of those pristine, healthy state looking bodies, those people still can drop dead from a heart attack. I mean, we've seen it, we've heard about it. It is completely possible. So it doesn't necessarily mean just because you look super healthy and you're at that healthy weight that you're not going to suffer. You're not suffering from some other issue as far as your body is concerned. So all I'm saying is consider what is best for you where you're at this point in your life, and then be realistic of what you can accomplish. I know how that can be a challenge for some of us, especially when we're, you know, we're one of those, that self-defeatist sort of mentality, and then it starts just turning into this tornado in your mind of just every defeating, every negative sort of thought that you can possibly think of to tell yourself that you can talk yourself into the fact that just, you know, you'll never do better than this, and you blah, 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 so on and so forth. Okay, have that moment for about a minute and then get over it. Is something that I've been working on as well. And it's not an easy thing to do, but don't let everybody else's opinion about what you should be like according to them, just so they can like you, they think that, you know, just to consider you on their beauty list as your concern about achieving your health goals that is feasible for you to do. Because sometimes when we put ourselves in that position where we push ourselves to want to accomplish somebody else's version of what our beauty should be, then that's when we start taking these unhealthy steps that can just totally reverse everything that we're doing to achieve our healthy goals. Because at times then we'll start doing things that are not necessarily the safest for us at all, and in the end turn out not making us very healthy, and then just making it everything like 5 or 10 times worse. So I feel that when it comes to your weight, you need to be able to find someone, if you need to, like a doctor that is realistic about knowing that what your natural build is like. If you are you have heavy bone density, and the thing is now there's even scales out. Okay, check it out. There's even scales out there now that, I mean, I was looking at scales because I needed to. I hardly ever had a scale in my life, only because I just never relied on scales to be able to tell me what I needed to, where I needed to be at as far as inches on my body is concerned. Because I learned that I've always weighed heavier than what the inches around my waist would tell me I should be at. Because if I compared the inches around my waist to what the national health level consideration as far as weight is concerned for women and my height, no, it's just no. I would no. I can't do anything. Literally, I wouldn't be able to lift anything more than 10 pounds possibly, and you know, eat like vegetables and maybe like slivers of meat, and that's about it. Because I just wouldn't be able to achieve that goal of being that particular weight that's expected of a person like me. So that's why I learned not to really have a scale. However, I had recently purchased a new scale because I needed to be able to determine where I was at for other reasons that I will divulge later. Not now, but later, in another episode. But anyway, what I found out in my research of buying a scale is that there are these scales now, and you guys are going, oh my god, you are so far behind. Where have you been? I tell you what, I just didn't know. It's like, it's a big deal. And a funny thing is that I was watching this show, and I probably mentioned it to you in a previous episode, where they were like dealing a whole weight transformation situation, and they had this like, one of the trainers had this like high tech, almost like an MRI situation in their office that it can do like a scan of your body, and then it can just break it all freaking down, right? And I was like, ooh, that would be really cool to be able to have something. Like, I don't know why, because I don't want it to do the whole silhouette of my body right now, but still, like, it would be cool to have like an actual breakdown and see what is, you know, where your weight distribution is at and exactly what you needed to, you know, is it something that you can really work on, or is this that's just how your body's naturally made and there's not too much you can do about, like, bone density is like, there's not much you can do about bone density. I mean, that's just how your body's made. So as far as I know, okay, now I found out that there's these scales that you can buy, and they can do the same thing via an app, that they can break down your bone density, they can break down your, like, blood sugar, body fat, blah, blah, frickety blah. So if you're somebody out there and you're wondering the same thing and you needed to find a product that it's accessible to you and your budget, there are scales out there that can help and perform those sort of information for you if you are interested. Just go look, it's on wherever, Amazon, eBay, wherever you guys, you know, wherever you buy your products from, and check it out and see what you come up with and see what they tell you. Now, one of the things that I did find out, as far as reviews are concerned, that people were complaining about, that certain scales do kind of tend to weigh you more than other scales. I don't know, but that's what they're saying. One of the things I can suggest is it might depend on how you're stepping on the scale, so you probably have to read the user manual, which is, I, you know, who thought about reading a user manual for a scale, but there might be a particular way that you have to step on it and make sure that the pressure points are connecting correctly and that you're not pushing on a particular area that might make the sensors you know, trip and make you way heavier than you should be because you're not standing on it properly. Just saying. Okay, so as far as weight is concerned, I personally weigh in with the feeling that you should do what is right for your body type. And you should come to terms with the fact that if you are overweight, you think, and it's something that you can sort out for yourself, then sort it out if that's what you choose to do. If you are someone who happens just to weigh heavier like myself, and are like freaking out because you can never reach that particular weight that is expected of your body type, then come to terms with the fact that you might just weigh heavier for the, because of the fact that you have more either bone mass or you have more muscle on your body. That's just how you're naturally built. And just go by inches instead of weight. So that's my discussion with you today on this pod trail. I thought I'd like to have this discussion with you because I've just been seeing a lot of things about weight and people talking about this, people talking about that, and, you know, this person and that person, yada, yada, so forth. Okay, calm it all down, people. Let's just get to the facts of who you are and how you are made, and then make that judgment for yourself from that information alone. And, you know, just look at everything else as it's nice to know, maybe just to help, like, make you think if this is something that you could use or not for your personal health goals. But other than that, don't beat yourself up. That's all I'm saying. Don't do that. Just stick to whatever the plan is that you need for yourself to get yourself to the most healthiest state possible. And that is it. And do not try to compare yourself to everybody freaking else out there, because you are a special version of yourself and there's no one else like you. And that's just how it is. So I hope you enjoyed our pod trail today, and I look forward to our next one. And until then, what do? My people, we love ourselves kindly and are grateful for one thing each day. And I will catch you on the next pod trail.